Yo, listen up, got a story to unveil. Life's a trip where death will likely never fail. Death is the end of human capabilities, yo. A stage that wraps the show and lets you finally go beyond our understanding. Ideas untold, words lose meaning as death takes hold. I ain't scared, don't consult no doctor. Death's a gift no man can proctor. Man, life's defined by suffering, hey. Mitigating pain till we reach that final day. Time's a prison, holding us in chains. Perpetually consuming energy, it never refrains. I felt the highest highs, endured the lowest lows. Experienced the depths of life's purpose and pros. But man, why prolong this test like it's the fucking best we get? I felt it all, and I have been truly blessed. Scientists say it's final, nothing comes after you, nothing. Their ignorance of historical precedence is truly something. They clear they claim nothingness, but nothing has never been found. I got close to it one time, but it's profound. Let me return to infinity. It's what I've always been feeling in me. Like that guy who said that everything is becoming love. I really like that guy, he knew what's really up. But this version of forever, whatever, it ain't where I wanna be. Life's just a sequence of continual distraction from being me. I've experienced unimaginable joy and unbearable pain. I've thought so many thoughts pretty much every day. Inspired, obsessed, impassioned in love for who I am. And endlessly compelled to do the best I can. Nothingness could be the highest expression of us. I've had molecular transformations that have said as much. I'm an indelible infinitesimal part of the whole thing. Outside the illusion of time and space, I'm a real being. I continue to be inspired and compelled to joyful endeavors. More recently again than ever, but that can't be my forever. But I see no virtue in its perpetuity. It's just another version of distraction. Do you see what I mean? And when I go, it ain't about missing me. That's just your distraction, cause you also can't stand to be. I believe there are greater dimensions of existing or not existing, where we all commune as one but with no knowledge of it. It's the start and the end, no pretense is truly living. Just oneness, one love, one is what we've been always missing. I took entheogenic technologies that showed it to me that no atheist reductivist could explain, you see. Because they'll never derive information from N5-Ameo and 4-ACO-DMT. And being a human has never been proven as homogenous. Listen to your own reflections of the universe. Experiencing itself, as they say, why on earth does that need to be ubiquitous? That's obviously fictitious and portrayed to make less of us. My beliefs, as long as always intending to be benevolent. Whether we are free or deterministic is irrelevant. Is the only real thing I will ever know. Much more than subsisting as a world-building machine. Endlessly trying to figure small parts of meaning. Endlessly processing energy with barely useful language. I'm so utterly tired of scientific absolutism and of its current portrayal and vernacular in society. I am starting to believe it is the most pervasive and perverting disease we've ever seen. We've ever seen that deprives genuine living life and meaning. Our body is an instrument, and its connection to the phenomenon of life survives any technology we can make. Our body is an instrument, and its connection to the phenomenon of life survives any technology we can make.